Kids' media today is dominated by Gothic literature. In children's Gothic fictions, we can find the implied aspects of cultural change most radically explored. What the children's Gothic writers are doing now is drastically different from the old-school early Gothic novelists like Bram Stoker, who tended to set their novels in remote times like the Middle Ages and in remote places like Italy or Romania. Straying from the preface of Dracula, nowadays, traditional monsters have become the heroes. New monsters have come into play, and children's media has become a genre that can no longer be thought of as an indisputable space apart from the debates and struggles within an adult domain. Series like The Mortal Instruments, Twilight, Harry Potter, Coraline, A Series of Unfortunate Events, The Spiderwick Chronicles, and even Disney productions such as Shrek or Monsters, Inc. can all be categorized as containing key elements of Gothic literature. So, at a point in time when the energies and anxieties of children's novels can no longer be contained within the borders of a children's genre, and are rather crossing over into young adult and adult literature, there's a lot to be discussed. The Gothic, and even Gothic horror, is alive and well in today's most popular children's and young adult books and series. But I want to look at some different perspectives on how texts engage with elements of Gothic horror to try and identify the function and appeal of horror to children. There are a lot of interesting insights on the conversation about the literary value of Gothic themes. In The Gothic and Children's Literature, Haunting the Borders, which is a volume of essays that critically respond to the trend of Gothic in children's literature, there's a dynamic mountain of response to the presence of Gothic elements, with some authors saying that the Gothic uses frightening stories to teach children about etiquette, safety, and hygiene, and others leaning to say that because gruesome elements of the Gothic in today's media are so exaggerated, they become amusing, helping children to face their fears through laughter. Kunze added, typically in the classic horror narrative, the monster of the story must be destroyed to return civilization to the status quo. Now, the monsters must be accepted in order to achieve peace. In his view, Shrek and Monsters, Inc. both abide by this, as the children's films rely on empathizing with the monster. The notion that horror monster fiction could help to develop a child's sense of compassion is a popular argument in favor of monster fiction for school-aged children. While some adults argue that horror fiction is inappropriate for child and young adult readers, many of the chapters in this book suggest that elements of horror can be viewed as beneficial for young readers and viewers because they encourage children to recognize that there are real dangers in the world that they will have to confront, unveiling the terror and the familiar. Ultimately, children are better equipped to deal with real horror after confronting it in the safety of a fictitious world.